Louis Pasteur, a great creation scientist.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and contributing writers for Creation Magazine. Ken, tell us something about this great scientist of the 19th century.
Louis Pasteur, the father of microbiology and immunology, was actually an outstanding scientist who opposed evolution. You know, through his studies, which led to the pasteurization process, he disproved the widely held belief that matter gave rise to life. He knew that living matter, such as worms, mice, and maggots, couldn't arise from non-living materials, such as rotting meat. Life can only come from life, he argued. While solving a practical problem with science, Pasteur was working on another theory, the idea that many diseases in animals and man were the result of germs or harmful microbes, which enter the body and multiply. Some of the older doctors he knew couldn't cope with his forward thinking on things like germs and vaccinations. Others resented the fact that medical research was being conducted by someone whose training was in chemistry and not in medicine. In fact, Dr. Henry Morris, a modern-day creation scientist, believes that a large part of this opposition was a reaction to Pasteur's own disagreement with evolution. In his work as a scientist, Pasteur saw evidence of wisdom and design, not randomness and chaos. Just another example of how a creationist can be a real scientist.
Many real scientists today believe that the Earth is young, as the Bible teaches, and is not millions of years old. Find out more when you go to our website, answersradio.com.